the fear of God. It is dangerous to delay this work. Satan is even now seeking by disasters upon sea and land to seal the fate of as many as possible. What is the defense of the people of God at this time? It is a living connection with heaven. If we would dwell in safety from the noisome pestilence, if we would be preserved from dangers seen and unseen, we must hide in God. We must secure the protecting care of Jesus and holy angels. In these days of peril, the Lord would have us walk before Him in humility. Instead of trying to cover our sins, He would have us confess them, as Joshua confessed the sins of ancient Israel. We profess to be the depositaries of God's law. We profess to be building up the old waste places and to be raising up foundations of many generations. If this great and solemn work has indeed been committed to us, how important that we depart from all iniquity. The third angel's message is to lighten the earth with its glory, but only those who have withstood temptation in the strength of the Mighty One will be permitted to act a part in proclaiming it when it will have swelled to a loud cry. Now, brothers and sisters, in our final presentation, our next presentation, we're going to look at some of these concepts that misalign the prophetic waymarks that we've been dealing with. But I mentioned the brother that sent me in three audio tapes. He never sent any note with it saying, you know, I think these sermons are really great, or look at these sermons, I think there's error in every one of them, I want your feedback. He just sent me three audio tapes, so I don't understand what the purpose was, and I'll get back to him later. But the one brother we already looked at was teaching that the blotting out of sin, while he's making it a defense for the correct understanding of the sanctuary, he still, in this sermon, presents that the blotting out of sin takes place at the very final movements of Christ's work in the most holy place. And brothers and sisters, that isn't what the testimony tells us. And one of the other tapes, Pastor Taylor, he has another angle that impacts these end time events. And I won't go into all the things that I would be concerned about on that tape. The one brother's tape we just listened to, it's strictly that one thing that raises my concerns about the blotting out of sin. But as Pastor Taylor, there's a few things. But one of them I want you to consider is this. He makes a case in this presentation he does, and it took place at the end of 1999, that the Sunday law and the millennium, the Catholic millennium, are going to take place at the same time period, and I